This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. When we start to change, things can feel really tough. When motherhood makes us look at life differently, when perhaps we start recognizing old patterns or old ways of living that we want to change, we start working on ourselves. We start changing our thoughts and being aware of who we want to be. Maybe we realize our values are different. Maybe we start looking at things really differently. And that feels really good. We become aware that we're changing ourselves for the better, that we're not going to let society or our family or old pain define who we are anymore. I believe that that is the miracle of motherhood. I believe that motherhood is our greatest gift to start to really figure out who we want to be. Because up until now, we've been pretty selfish. We often just think about ourselves and what we're doing. We don't really consider our impact or how our behavior is affecting other people. There's something that really changes when we become mothers and we see our own patterns reflected back to us. Little tiny mirrors reflecting back to us. This is what Happy Mama is all about. I hear so many women, hundreds and hundreds of mamas saying, I'm starting to feel different about myself and about my life. I'm starting to look at things differently. I want to slow down. I want to connect differently. I want to rise up and be the person I know I can be. And they start working on themselves like this. Maybe they start a meditation practice. Maybe they start yoga. Maybe they start reading books that helps them understand themselves and how they want to parent and live. And it can feel really exciting. But then things start to fall apart a little bit. Cracks start showing. Maybe your friends that you've had for years and years don't feel so comfortable anymore. Maybe you feel really isolated, like you're changing and no one else is. I have heard this from so many mamas I've worked with over the years. They want to change, but what if it means their world changes? It's so much easier to stay in the pain. It's so much easier to keep repeating the same patterns and keep going with your life because change is scary. What if you change and your friends all go? What if you change and your family changes? What if you change and no one is there with you? Here's the thing I know for sure. If you're starting to feel like you're changing but your world isn't, welcome, beautiful. Welcome to the start of real growth. Welcome to a world where you will now start connecting on a deeper level. This means that you are growing and it is painful at times. Growing pains hurt. But don't lose heart and don't lose sight of what you're creating. I promise you that you can move through this without great difficulty. Your friends may change, and that's okay. Friends come and go in our seasons of life. We need to compassionately and without judgment look at the people in our lives and love them for who they are and where they are. This is not about us being more or better than anyone else. Everyone is on their own path. Absolutely everyone. Everyone is here to learn their own lessons. And we cannot judge anybody else's lesson or the timing of those lessons. So if you're struggling, beautiful, make sure that you look at everyone with compassion. Know that there is nothing you can do to bring anyone along with you. That's not what it's about. You are not here to change anyone, fix anyone, or bring anyone along with you. Your only job is to focus on yourself and be the best you can be. And the question that I've always found comforting when my friendships have changed over the years, when I've felt heartbroken that women who I thought were going to be in my life forever fell away, when I've struggled with finding my place in the world, or when someone's really pushed my buttons, the question that I love to ask myself is, am I proud of how I have behaved? Am I proud of how I have behaved? This is something I've even taught my girls, and I'm sure I'll teach my little boy when he's a bit older. We can't change anyone else, but we can be proud how we deal with it. And so at the end of the day, can you ask yourself, are you proud? Are you compassionate? Are you free of judgment? Have you spoken words of kindness? Have you come from compassion? Have you forgiven? Have you let them go? That's all we can do. And when we live from that place of feeling proud of ourselves every single day, we create space for the most beautiful new relationships and friendships to come into our life. Because we hold ourselves up. We don't dive into the dramas. We hold ourselves up and we are proud and we are focused on who we want to be and what we want to do. And that is like a magnet for other people, for beautiful, like-minded soul sisters to come and stand right next to you on this journey, for changes in your relationship and your marriage and your partnership that you didn't even think was possible. This has been my experience. The more I have focused on just myself and being the best I can be and forgiving myself for the mistakes I've made, the more my marriage continues to change, the more I'm learning about myself by forgiving him, the more I have beautiful friends come into my life, the more my work has changed, all of it. It has simply come from me focusing on who I am. Who do I want to be? Am I proud of myself today? That's the only question we can ask ourselves. So beautiful. Don't judge anyone else and their journey. It may feel like these growing pains are hard and difficult, especially as motherhood continues to change you and pushes you to ask yourself, who am I? What's important to me? What type of life do I want to live? And you make the choices and the decisions based on your decisions and your thoughts and processes, not on anyone else. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, am I proud of who I am today? I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.